Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Clean Nation whoever's out there. Good to be back with you guys today. You may notice my wife looks completely different today. In that it is not my wife. It is our only other person we have working with us at growbycleaningcompany.com right now. We actually had my wife and Christy on, only a couple weeks ago, maybe a month. And we just got a ton of positive feedback. It seems like apparently you guys are all into VAs and virtual assistants and what can happen and how it can happen, all sorts of weird stuff. So I figured we'd give Natalie a break. We'd have actually give me a break. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to make Christy do all the work and talk and share her genius. Obviously, anyone that comes in, feel free to ask any questions. But I just wanted to spend a little bit of time and share with you how we found Christy from my perspective and what's working on and not working. I don't know if there's any not working on our end. Actually, I've got some really bad news for Christy. And this is a very inappropriate way I've chosen to share it with her. And then equally important is give Christy an opportunity. And I didn't listen to Christy and Natalie, so I'm hoping we don't go over the same things because Natalie and I share half a brain, but we'll see what happens. So, hey, Diane, nice to have you, sister. All right. All that said, Christy, why don't we just, I shut up for eight seconds and let you tell us how, from your side, how we met, what happened, how it's going. You talk, I'll listen.
All right. Sounds good. Well, from my perspective, I don't know. Mike had found me on Upwork. So I freelance full time. It's what I do. Prior to my time as a freelancer, I co-ran two online businesses for a while. But when those went away, I just basically started freelancing, took it up kind of as a side gig, I guess. I had experience in marketing and management. And so I kind of just dove into the world of, you know, VA. And basically Mike just, he found me on Upwork. At the time I had like a handful of clients. And he put together this post. I remember because I was driving with somebody coming back from like a vacation, and like I got this invitation. It was kind of random, and I was like, okay, yeah, I guess this sounds like something I could do. And then I had responded to the message, and he had like picked up, and he didn't mean to pick up. He like meant to hang up on me, I guess. He told me that like right away.
You're not supposed to tell them how stupid I am. They think I'm smart. All right, come on, be cool.
No, it was great. It was great. I was like, this is perfect. Classic entrepreneur. he gave me a project. I kind of did it within like a day or two. And then it just kind of took me on board and kind of just threw me into the whole mix. And that's how I got started.
I want to kind of share as a business owner my side of it. My expectation, I found Christy on Upwork, which is one of my favorite places to find talent. For a lot of reasons. First of all, there's lots of reviews, and you can say, I only want people that have it made at least like $10,000 or $1,000 or have had, you know, only 4.5 star reviews or better on average. You can really kind of say only in the United States, only in, there's all sorts of ways you can do it. Hey, Jason Johnson's on from Alaska/San Francisco. Good to see you, buddy, or not see you, but know that you are in our little universe, brother. Glad to have you join us. So anyway, Upwork is great. I don't think it costs anything to get on. They just take a percentage of what I give any of our people. They handle the money. So when Christy inevitably tries to screw me, Upwork will protect me from her evil clutches and make sure she doesn't run off with my money somehow. If you're doing an online gig, like Christy kind of does a lot of stuff offline, but if you're doing an online gig, hey, Derek, good to have you, man. I think they can screenshot the work that they're doing. Not that I would have any interest in like watching somebody else work that I'm paying them to do. I might as well do it myself. I'm going to watch them do it. But there's all sorts of controls in place. So I use Upwork for lots and lots of stuff, not just Christy. I had a pretty descriptive job description. I had a pretty complete job description. I wrote it very core values based because I know that I'm half insane and a lot of people may not like that vibe. So I kind of put it out there knowing that it's, you know, the professional people would not be a fan, which is just fine. And the people that came would be people I could stand for more than 7 consecutive seconds. And that's where Christy jumped in. So I actually had a bunch of things that we wanted Christy to do and she's now doing, but I think I gave her one that was, I don't remember what it was. I remember it was kind of simple. Shouldn't have taken her long. And I'm like, she'll either screw this up and then I'll be like, here's your $8 or whatever I would have owed her. Or if it goes well, I'll give her more. And I fully expected to walk through this process with three or four people. I got lucky and then Christy just did a great job right off the bat. But I just literally had my job description. I picked the first thing off, said, give this a spin, expecting to have it be done adequate to poorly and then try again and just, you know, keep paying two or three times for that first task to get done as a test. Christy did great. I gave her more and more and more. And I think within a week, maybe 2 weeks, she'd had the whole list and she was just kicking butt and taking names. So if you guys have that, the big magic I would encourage you to do is the job description. So many people, and I can't wait to hear Christy's perspective on this, but so many people I coach get really busy and they're like, I have too much for one human to do, so I will hire another human. But they're not really good at managing their time or clear on what they want the other person to do. And then they don't realize managing another person is a job, right? Ideally, if you do it right, it doesn't take as much time to do what you were doing, but to make sure it gets done well and it doesn't take forever to manage it, you've got to be really crystal clear on exactly what you want done, standards, all that sort of good stuff. And if you don't, you can end up, now you've just got two people that you're not managing well, as opposed to be the key, if anyone's looking for the secret or the magic answer, would be to have a very clear job description and make sure that you give it to them in small bits. I'm pretty sure if I'd given Christy all of it at one time, she would have just ran away if she had any brains between her. She does. So what are your thoughts on that, Christy? If you had folks that have been too detailed, not detailed enough, talk to me.
Yeah, definitely. I've had both. So like Mike was saying, when they brought me on, they actually had like a document of things that I would be doing like daily or weekly. And then they even broke it down to how long roughly it should take me. Obviously, as I first started, it might take a little bit longer, but that's really helped me to track my time and kind of know what's working and what isn't. But I've also worked with clients that they hire me to do something, but then there's like no, there's no expectations. There's no like task necessarily. It's just like, hey, I need you to run with this. And that doesn't mean anything to me. It's like, well, what do you mean run with something?
Run where?
Exactly. So, and I, you know, I always come into it as like, if a client's going to pay me, sorry, my cat.
We're not paying you to play with your cat, Christy.
That happens. But yeah, if a client, you know, takes me on, I kind of expect like if you're going to pay me that you would have like a clear goal and expectations and stuff. Otherwise, like we're both wasting time. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one of the things I liked about Christy is, I don't know, two or three times throughout our relationship. And when did we start working together, Christy? Just so I've got an idea. I don't remember. July? Less than a year, I know.
Yeah, like July.
Oh my, has it been that long?
Yeah.
Yowza. I was going to guess like September, something. I mean, goodness. So, and we're, this broadcast, if you're listening to the podcast or the video, we're recording this live in, what are we at? 1st of January, 2019. So if it started July, 2018, first, you know, Christy's got no sense. I mean, the first couple months, sure, anyone could make a mistake and work with us, but sticking with us for 6 or 7 months, that's insane. I think it's really my wife, Natalie, hangs out with Christy mostly. So I think that's why she's still here. If it was just me, she would have been gone 9 days in. Okay. So yeah, first and foremost, make sure you have a job description, as clear as you can with what success looks like and what failure looks like. So it's not just read my mind. Here's what I want you to do. And then she does. I'm like, no, that wasn't it. She's like, why don't you just tell me what you want as opposed to having me guess? So that would be first. Make sure you have a job description with what winning looks like, what losing looks like. I do like giving an idea of time. And the trick to that is to give an idea of time, you've got to know how long it takes. And so many people find something they don't want to do and they just try and hand it off to somebody else, which makes me crazy. When I'm talking to people on like a breakthrough session and I ask about their numbers, like, I don't know, my account handles all that. It's like, what? Like, that is insane. That would be like if someone asked me about anything about my business, I'm like, I don't know, Christy handles it. Like, in small technical pieces are fine, but you have to at least know, you know, when I had my car dealership, I didn't know how to take out a transmission or put one in. I would certainly kill myself and others if given the opportunity. But if a mechanic came back and said, it's a 7-day job, I'm like, no, it is not. That should take you about 6 hours, or I had a book I could look with. So, doing the job before you hand it off and at least having an idea or a system or process to give somebody is really going to set them up for success. And it depends on the level, right? If you want someone to create a system for you, that's fine, but that's typically $100 or $200 an hour job. If you want someone that's not that expensive to just do the work with zero thinking, that's a $10 an hour job. And if you want to give them pretty good parameters, but let them use their brain and kind of make some decisions on their own, that's somewhere in between in terms of wages. So make sure that you, A, do the job yourself and don't just be like, this is a whole cluster that I don't want to figure out because it sounds like a headache. Hey, Christy, figure this out. I mean, Christy's bright and maybe she'd do it, but she'd probably hate me. She probably wouldn't do it the way that I want her to do it. So I'd really encourage you, do the work first, have an idea of how long it should take, and then do that. And another thing I wanted to kiss Christy's butt on was two or three times we've asked her for small stuff, not because we didn't trust her, just because I want to know what's going on, for like, hey, would you let me know how long this takes? Or would you give us a quick little daily report or something like that? Good sign that you're working with the right person. Yeah, no problem. You're paying me. If it takes me X amount of time to do the reporting, that's as easy or as hard as the next job. Happy to do it. Bad sign. Well, why do you want that? And blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that. Or I can't do it every day. Or blah, blah, blah. Really, those are always red flags. So how about from your side, Christy? Anything I've said that you like, hate, feel free to make fun or share anything you got.
No, I totally agree. I mean, from my perspective, like, you know, you're the boss. I always like have had that mindset. Both Mike and Natalie are the boss. So if they want me to do this, I do this. If they want me to do that, I do that. I think that's really important when you find a good VA. It should be somebody who's flexible. I mean, even working with them, like they've had me do things and then a couple weeks later, it's like, hey, we're doing something else. I'm like, okay, like, you know, that's totally fine because it's, you know, I'm not the one in charge. So, like, I'm always, whatever we're doing, all right, great, we're doing that today. So, yeah.
And that, I found that it's almost impossible to train. So if Christy weren't like that, it would be a fool's errand. She would hate me and I would hate her if I tried to twist her, bend her, or cajole or beg or yell or jump up and down and make her into that personality trait. I found you got to find the person that, just like she said, flexible. Like, and we were entrepreneurs, so she doesn't make, I mean, maybe she does when I'm not around, but in front of me, she doesn't make fun of like, you told me to do this last week and now you're doing the exact opposite thing. What are you, stupid? Like, yeah, I know I'm stupid. I don't need you to tell me. I certainly don't want to pay you to tell me. So that kind of neutral position of, hey, I'm just here to help. And as long as it's legal, ethical, moral, and you don't ask me to do anything, you know, degrading or demeaning, of course, I'm happy to do it. And it's weird. That seems like it would be a pretty straightforward for everybody on the podcast that can't have the video, we're talking and a cattail just dropped out of the top in the middle of my thing. So Christy, apparently Christy's an old cat lady, so we gotta get her married. Actually, I'm not even gonna talk about the impending nuptials, but we gotta get her married off soon or she's gonna be found dead with her cats gnawing on her corpse because she got too many cats involved. We were talking about something I'm sure very important. It's totally gone. Derek says he needs this for his business. Julie says kids won't cooperate. I'm going to have to come back and watch this later. Dang it, Julie. All right, we'll just wait for Julie. Everyone relax. Is that okay with you, Christy?
It's great.
She's like, I get paid the same way, dummy. Do what you want. Can I play Minesweeper while we do this? So Christy and I are going to continue. And I love her perspective because, again, I can't give that perspective, what it's like to work with a crazy person like me. And I love being able to give you guys a perspective of what's worked and not worked on my end. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to put them in the chat. We'll probably go another 5-10 minutes. I want everyone to have an opportunity to ask. So Christy, give me the number one thing that the folks listening can do to have a bad VA experience and the number one thing they could do to have a good VA experience.
Yeah, definitely. I think the number one thing, or the first thing I should say that you should do is to figure out like what you need. You know, I've talked to people that are looking for VAs and they'll say, oh, you know, how do I find a VA or what do I do? And the first thing I ask them is like, well, what are you looking to have done? Are you looking to have help with marketing? Are you looking to have help with emails, customer service? Like, what is it? Because that should kind of help you narrow down your search for a VA. Like, because another question people typically ask is like, well, how much is a VA? And I'm like, well, it depends on what are you going to have them do. Do you want them to be self-running or you want to manage every little thing that they're doing and micromanage them? So it's really kind of, you have to clearly define what you're looking for. And I think another thing that I have found that's really helpful for both myself and for the client I'm working with is to start out with like a trial project. I call it like a test drive. It kind of allows both parties to kind of see, you know, is this going to work? How do we communicate best? And it kind of just allows for that flexibility. So I always recommend doing that, you know, just for myself, even it's like, hey, let's just do a trial and, you know, no hard feelings if it doesn't work. But then that way, you know, there's not like this full commitment right away. And, you know, it kind of allows you to ease into things.
And owners of cleaning companies out there, you pay them for the trial. Please don't be a knucklehead and be like, well, this is just, like, even if I just gave Christy made up work that I didn't even want her to do, I was just trying to see if we were a fit. and it cost me $81 to know if she's fantastic or not. Money well spent. All right. So Julie says, if only the world worked that way. We're trying, Julie. We're here to sort you. All right. One of my favorite human beings in Cleaning Nation is Lacey. And she says, how do you communicate or send work to a VA? All right. So this is where Clean Nation is going to yell at me, rightfully so. I asked Natalie to tell Christy to do something, which is absolutely do as I say, not as I do. That's the stupidest thing ever, because I'm a lazy, terrible human being. But Christy would probably be better equipped to answer how we ask her to do stuff. And Christy, please, 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 in all these questions, give the right answer. Like, you don't have to worry about making us look good. If we look stupid, we look stupid. Okay. If we look good, don't worry about that. Just give the best value you can to the folks. And yeah. Karen, Rohan, and Linda, we're coming to you guys next. So Lacey, how do we communicate with you what we want you to do?
So typically, like when you're just starting out the VA, it's typically, I mean, I always ask like, what's your best form of communication? Because again, you're paying me. So whether it's email or phone or text or whatever, I'm pretty accommodating in that way. But now like with Mike and Natalie, like, I mean, like I love Natalie and that, like we like text and we talk.
Wait, hold on. Rewind. I just want to say exactly what she said, just so you guys don't miss it. Hi, with Mike and Natalie. I love Natalie. I'm just that was exactly the word. So I'm right. Here are the words that you're saying, and I have feelings, and I will need counseling, and I will send you a bill. But now that we know that you love Natalie, please continue. And hello, Maria from England. Good to have you, sister. And Derek, we'll catch you on the replay. Don't worry about it. All right. Now that I'm crushed, Christy, please continue.
So yeah. I mean, like with me, me and Natalie, we just like text and we talk, and like, you know, Sierra is like a friend now too. Like she's my boss, but she's like a friend too. So like she'll text me and say, oh, can you do this? And so like we communicate a little bit more, you know, like there's more flexibleness, I guess, with it, just because it's not always just email. She might text me, she might call me. But I mean, I would say initially starting out, typically the best way is to figure out like what is the best form, whether it's email or phone calls. But as you get more comfortable with each other, then I think the way you communicate will kind of open up.
Yeah. And I think boundaries are important too. Cause I remember when we first started, like it'd be 6:31 at night, here or 4:31 at night here. And I think you guys are Eastern. So, you know, it might be 8:30, you know, it's not like I can call Christy at midnight, but it would be, you know, certainly not working hours, probably kind of still talking hours. And, you know, I always want to be respectful of asking permission. So if I ever called her, you know, anytime I was like, hey, do you have a second? So, and again, now it's gotten to the point where I think Christy and Natalie talk more than Natalie and I talk, like via text and all that stuff. And I know more about Christy via her life and what's going on. I know what she's doing with the company, which is awesome. I love that. You know, and that's what we talk about when we're building our teams, whether it's W-2 or 1099, like the relationship Christy and I have. It is a massive difference. And this all starts with the core values, right? That's why we kind of put at the beginning, the ad that I put out was not, you know, experienced virtual assistant looking for these skills, mandatory work of whatever. Cause then Christy's going to show up that nerdy and I'm going to track those people. So I think, I forget what was my ad, but it was ridiculous. It was full me. And when Christy read it, she knew what kind of knucklehead she'd be dealing with. And you want to lay the foundation that way so you can attract the people that fit that right. Karen Coy says, do you have Christy on scheduled days? I'll answer, then I would love to hear Christy's. We'll see if Christy's answer matches mine. I'm like, absolutely, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. She's like, what are you talking about? The way that Christy and I work, and again, you could do this differently, is we're more, hey, here are the things that need to be done. I'd say 10 or 20% of things we have or do for us are time sensitive in terms of they kind of need to be done at this time. Like we have our post calls that we record and things like that that we'd like done, you know, within a day, or, you know, there's like some sort of boundaries that we ask her to do. But I don't know that we have specific days or times like we need you from this time to that time. It's really based on the work, not based on like, Christy, don't do anything else from 8 to noon. Just wait for us to call like on Tuesdays. It's not like that at all. It's really based on the time. So if you would tell me from your perspective, if I'm at all close to what our relationship is, and then also if you'd share about how many hours you work with us per week, just so they know, like, is this 1 hour a week? Is it 100 hours a week? What are these people doing together? Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I work pretty much.
And literally, I have no clue. When you answer this question, I will be just as interested as the rest. Oh, that's how much Christy works.
All right. No. I would say I work pretty much every day, at least a little bit, except Sundays. Again,
for us or just for all of your clients?
For you guys.
I'm starting to feel like a taskmaster. She's like, no, all day, every day. It's the worst.
Well, but the way I am, like my personality, I'm very like type A, so and I don't like to see a lot of, emails in my inbox. So like when things come in, I like to respond. It's just the way I am. Some people have really set hours, and I guess I'm just not like that. So part of it is, I kind of chosen the schedule. It's not that, like you said, Mike and Natalie are saying like you got to work these days and hours. So it's flexible, but there are some things that are more time sensitive, but I just build my schedule around those items. So if there are certain things that need to happen on certain days, it's just built into my work schedule. So
Okay, and are we do we work together like 5 hours a week, 10 hours a week, 20 hours a week, 30 hours a week?
I would say I do like 7 to 10 hours, kind of varies on the week.
That's not that bad. All right. All right, cool. Hopefully that answers your question, Karen. Ro and Linda says, spotless girls listening in. Good to have you, ladies, girls, spotless, however you want to call it. Rohan says, I'm worried about VA taking clients. I don't know if Chrissy's taken any of my clients yet. Like, I'm not really a fear or concern I've got. Like, she's coaching in the background. I guess it's possible. I don't know how to answer that, Rohan. I've never had that fear. Even if I had a cleaning company, I don't know that Christie's like certain. Well, certainly if Christie's in Detroit, so if I had a cleaning, because she has to like fly down here. Like, if she wants to clean in Detroit, or I guess, I mean, my business is global, so I guess she technically could compete with me. It's just such an odd thought. I couldn't imagine she would want to, or I wouldn't even know how that would work. But in the cleaning business, if your VA is not in town, I think that problem solved. Any thoughts on stealing my clients, Christy, that I should know about?
No, I mean, I guess I would say like, I mean, I don't like want to help people grow their cleaning companies. I mean, I
What?
do. No, I do. That's how it came out wrong. But
You
like,
hear that, Cleaning Nation? She doesn't care at all about you. She just wishes you would all fail.
no. But like, I mean, like people will ask me, Cleaning Nation asks me like different questions, and I always say, well, Mike is the expert. I'm just here to help, or like that kind of thing. So we're just in different like industries, I guess. And like cleaning companies, I mean, like I don't really want to clean people's houses and buildings and stuff. So we're just in different areas. So I don't think there would be competition that I can think
Yeah, that's a
of.
and yeah, I just I can't yeah, I'm not sure what that question is, but I've never worried about any of my VAs stealing any of my clients. That just seems like a weird deal. Maria says, what are you talking about, please? Who is, why does Natalie have dark hair all of a sudden? What is going on? And then Yadira kindly said, topic, need a VA for your cleaning company. All right, how long have we got? Oh my gosh, we're 24 minutes into this insanity. All right, I'm going to give you guys 3 minutes more to ask any questions that you've got, because I know everyone wants this and I don't want to have to do this for another 6 months. So everybody ask your questions while you got it. Christy's here. She's awesome. She'll be totally open. Let me think of the one thing that, what do they all want to know? Oh, I will tell you, money-wise, everyone talks about this. You can hire someone in the Philippines full-time, like 40 hours a week for $800 a month, give or take. And they're very loyal and they are very kind, and a lot of them are very intelligent. They have master's degrees. But the time difference, the physical time difference, can be frustrating, and the time to teach them and get them up to speed can be very frustrating. So if you want like the $4 to $6 an hour option, that is absolutely possible. The next level, if you're here in the States, I'm guessing would be kind of that $10 to $20 an hour person. I have found from experience, those people are more, you better have a very good system. If you tell them exactly what to do, they will do it. I mean, depending, right? Obviously, within all these ranges, there's good people, not good people. But that $10 to $20 an hour person, you've got to be very, 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 very specific on what you want to do. And you're probably going to have to spend a little time managing them. The kind of 20 to 40, maybe $50 an hour range, you can give them a lot more. Again, don't just say run with it, because that doesn't make any damn sense. But you can say, I trust your brain, and on this decision or this set of decisions, you can kind of just figure it out. Or if you really like them, like the relationship of Christy, I'll be like, I would like your feedback. Like, you're doing this every day, so why don't you tell me what you think the system should be? And again, I've given her lots of tracks to run in, right? I don't just say, here's a massive project that I haven't really thought through, go figure it out. That's $100 to $200 an hour, and even then you're going to struggle. I've gotten the beats, and it started more strict. I don't want to say strict, but more, please do this without feedback. And then the longer we've worked together, the more I'm like, oh, she's really smart, sometimes smarter than I am. So I'll just give her outlines and she can yell at me if it's not enough. So hopefully that will help with pay. All right, we've got a couple more questions. I'm going to answer those and I'll let Christy go, because I can't afford to pay her all day to talk to you people. Come on. What are we doing? Are you all subbing out work to her and advising? Corey, I got to be honest, you have no idea what you're talking about. I will read the question again. Christy, if you know what Corey's talking about, I will let you answer because I'm confused. Are you still subbing out work to her and advising? Any clue?
Maybe just like, are you giving me work and then telling me how to do it? I don't. Yeah.
That actually makes sense. Okay. I don't know. You tell me, what do we advise? I don't, again, Natalie and Christy like are BFFs, so I'm not really allowed to talk to Christy. Natalie's afraid I'll screw it up and she'll run away. So I'll let Christy answer. Christy, am I subbing out work to you and advising?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, like you said, me and Natalie pretty much talk. So it's kind of like, you know, she may give me things to do. She'll give me feedback. Like if I mess something up, you know, just like, hey, this is how we do it instead or whatever. So like that kind of feedback is valuable for me. And then usually once I have a task, I mean, there's not a lot of check-in at that point because I already am doing it. So
we touched on that before, by the way. The two things I really like having had VAs, and they're stupid things that you wouldn't expect until you have had it and not had it. And then you're like, that's what I need. A, the willingness to be accountable and be like, yeah, I did this, I did that. I'm happy to give you a report anytime you wait. I don't care. I'm, you know, you're paying me for it, right? Yeah, I don't, if you'd like me to spend an hour giving you reports on the 10 minutes of work I did, I'll do that. It's fine by me. That, and then also the accountability. I love that, you know, I try to be kind and gentle and loving with Christy because she does such great work. So I don't ever be like, are you stupid? What do you, this is garbage. Like, I would never do that. Well, maybe. I don't think, I never have. I don't think I will. Don't ever tolerate that if I try and pull that, Christy. Tell me where to get it off. So I always try to be kind of, yeah, I want to do better is huge. Like that arm wrestling people when you're like, I'd like you to do this or this is wrong and that's right. I've never once had Christy in a negative or combative way be like, I don't know, I don't want to do that. Or even the passive aggressive, like, sure. And then she, you know, we've never had to argue about stuff. When I say, please do it like this, she's like, okay. I love that she kind of has no feelings about it. And again, as long as you're not asking anyone to do anything illegal or unethical or immoral, why would they care what you have them do? Like it's fine. So that's feedback I give. All right. Maria says, I manage team from home. My clients are millionaires, but I keep visiting the clients to make sure my staff's delivery high standard. Find hard to find reliable staffs. Agree on all points, Maria, but that is a different topic for a different day. Christy has never cleaned anything for us and may be terrible at it. I have no idea. So this is more of a VA conversation, not a cleaning actual cleaner conversation. I promise you we'll do that in the future. But today we're just talking about virtual assistants, and I've never asked Christy to clean. I don't know what she would say if I did, but it's not happening. All right. Can we get a VA knowledgeable at the cleaning business, says Karen. I'm sure you could. Christy knew nothing about what we did before we met, and I found that to be zero holdback. I certainly wouldn't use Christy as a coach. Like, hey, Christy, what do you think? Like, not that I don't want her opinion, but I'm not looking for someone that knows the coaching business as a VA. That, you understand what I'm saying? Like, if you want a coach, get a coach. If you want an assistant, get an assistant, but don't have your assistant try and coach you, and certainly don't ask your coach to be your assistant. So I'm assuming you could get a VA knowledgeable with the cleaning business, but I don't know if there'd be any value to that, Karen. Christy, did you feel any negativity or any holdback or any problems with not being familiar with our industry?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's more related to the task that you're going to give them. So like if you want them to do customer service, it's important that they have experience in customer service, or they're going to use social media, you know, they have experience in social media. It's not so much the industry specific.
Right. If you want someone that's a website builder, make sure they know how to build websites, not so much for the cleaning business, but they know how to do their job. So great answer. Yadira, I'm so sorry. I love that you're in Phoenix. I know we're getting Phoenix people, but I'm not loving killing your name. Yadira says, sorry if I missed it, but what kind of tasks have you outsourced to Christy? I know all of them by heart. I've memorized them, but I don't want to dominate the conversation. So I'll let Christy answer this one. What kind of tasks? Actually, we'll make it fun. Not only give me two or three things that we've asked you to do, but give us your least favorite and your most favorite.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we'll all enjoy this together because I have no clue what she's going to say.
Okay. Yeah. So I do a lot of, well, I do all of the podcasting edits now and the videos, that kind of thing. That's probably like my favorite thing. Like I love editing that stuff. So it's
fun. I did not know that.
So yeah. Oh boy, my least favorite thing. I don't know. Okay.
Put her on the spot because she's like, oh, now it's going to sound like I'm complaining. I totally screwed her. I love it.
So, okay. I would say probably I do all the updating posts for like all of the different Facebook groups. Like the elite group and stuff. And I always mix them up. So like different images and different times. And so I'm still like getting used to that. I have like a fully written schedule, but like I still somehow mess it up sometimes. So
I don't know what you heard, but I heard she's sick of dealing with you people in the Facebook groups and cut it out. That's what I heard. But you know, I'm a terrible human being. Yacha says, how can a VA be of assistance to a small cleaning business that's just starting out? That's a fantastic question. Here's what I would do. And actually this is what I coach my Clean Profit Program and Millionaire Mastermind folks. I would track your time with all the things that you're doing. There's a whole thing behind this we're not going to get into, but I track projected time and actual time. So here's what I want to do, and here's what I actually did. Once you've done that for a couple of weeks, you should be able to circle things that stand out as, this is not the best use of my time, either because anybody could do it, i.e. cleaning, right? I don't love owners of cleaning companies cleaning. That's a good thing to sub out. You know, it could be stuff like buying supplies. It could be there's, so all that to say, I would write down all the things that you're doing and sub out the things that you can sub out. Like driving, that might be difficult. Creating systems, building teams, core value work, that's all for you. Anything that's not that you can sub out, sub it out. But I would, that's how I do it. I'd write your list and just kind of, now I think that's what I did is I had Natalie write her list of stuff as you did. And here, cover your ears real quick, Christy. And say what's all the crap you don't want to do? And then we'll find some chump to give money and see if they'll do it instead. And I say that funny, but a lot of the stuff that Christy enjoys doing, Natalie does not, and vice versa. So it's really, that's it. So hopefully that'll answer your question, Yasha. Tanya says, I miss everything. And then Maria says, virtual assistant ? I don't know what any of these mean. All right. You know what? We're over a half hour. Hopefully you guys got lots and lots of help. So we're going to do two things. Christy, I'm going to let you close. I don't know if you're even taking new clients. If you are, feel free to share where someone should get a hold of you. And I'll tell you, from my point of view, Christy is not cheap, but worth every dang penny. I feel very lucky. We could have gone through four or five or six people and still had someone maybe as good as Christy from a technical standpoint, but just from enjoying people that we like as a human. Maria says, stop picking your nose, Ella. What does that even mean? How dare you? I'm going to have to go back on the video. I don't think I've picked my nose. I think I would remember that. So that's a very random question. I'm getting turned off. I'm getting sidetracked. I have a runny nose. I'm sick, damn it. Are you allowed to say that on Facebook Live? I retract. I take back the cursing. All right. Anyway, what the heck are we talking about? Oh, so if you, I don't know if you're taking customers, but if you are, feel free to, I forgot to even say, if anyone would like me to walk through, you see her now itching and I'm like, I touched my nose. What's her face? Maria's going to be pissed off. If you would like, Karen says, thanks, not a coach, but possibly someone who's already a VA with a cleaning company. Again, I don't know that I would do that, Karen. I would just find a VA that can do what you want. If you would like my help, walking you through where your company's at, where you want to be, helping you come up with a plan, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I take a couple appointments per day. I do them personally where I jump in on a phone, on a chat with people just like you, kind human beings, and help you get your cleaning company going. I think Christy is the one that makes sure all those people are qualified and does any. So she would be the one to talk to on that if it really doesn't work. So anyway, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That said, Christy, feel free to share how people can get a hold of. Oh, I was going to say, Christy is not cheap, but she is freaking amazing, worth every penny. We love her. She has been, I'm sure, like I said, we could get someone equally talented and able for the money that we pay her. We could not get someone that enriches our lives. I mean, I love her, and I know Natalie is just gaga over Christy. So for whatever that's worth, but you got to remember, Christy, don't start doing them and then forget time for me. I hate recommending her because like she's gonna get busy and then she's gonna forget old Mike and old Chris and old Natalie. So only like one or two of you at the most call her if she's still taking clients. So Christy, I'm gonna let you close with two things. One, how to get people get a hold of you if you're interested in more clients, and two, any closing thoughts, remarks you have. I'm gonna let you end the show. Go for it, sister.
Awesome. If you have any questions or anything, you can feel free to email me at Christy@growmycleaningcompany.com. So I'm happy to respond to any questions or whatever. I don't know how to end. Like, I don't know.
That's why I give you the job. It's hard. I'm like, I don't want to work. I'll let Christy do it.
No. I think the biggest thing is like, if you're looking for a VA, is to find somebody, you know, who's number one, going to respect you in the direction that you want to take your business. I think that's really huge. Someone that has values, you know, if they have values, then typically they're going to be somebody of integrity. They're going to be honest, all of those things. And, you know, I think like on my perspective, like I wanted to find somebody like Mike and Natalie who are fun to work for, but you know, they're super driven and they're hardworking. Like I share those same type of qualities. So it's been a fun experience. And I look up to both of them. They're like mentors. And like I said, Natalie's like a really good friend of mine. So like, it's fun and it makes working for them more enjoyable. So when you're looking for a VA, try to find somebody that, you know, is going to like be excited about your business too. I think that's important.
You know, we should be done, but I thought it'd be cool if I put Christy at growmycleaningcompany.com. Here, there it is in the comments. If anyone wants to email her, there you go. All right, guys, if I could say it better, I would, but Christy crushed it. You're an awesome sister. Thanks for hanging out with me. Cleaning Nation, thanks for hanging out as well. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.